1998 here on the Time Machine. That's the City Beat, way downtown. In fact, right now on the broadcast, if you just tuned in, Joe Tanzen from the City Beat and Dean Ford have a brand new song called The Glasgow Road, and we're going to be playing that in a bit, but let's just go ahead and go down memory lane. Aloha, Joe. Welcome back to the program.
Aloha, Michael.
How's it going, Dean?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. Glad to talk to you.
Well, it's the first time for you to be on our broadcast, Dean, so this is a treat for us. And for Joe, I'm sitting here, my producer goes, you know, I think it was 14 years ago that he was on the show. I went, no way, the 90s? Wow.
That must have been the City Beat record.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, time flies.
Man, it does. And then, of course, before that, we were talking about the reissue of 1979's Badfinger album.
Airwaves.
That is correct. In fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start it off with a song that included Dean Ford on backing vocals, Can You Feel the Rain? This was included as a bonus track on the album. Was this the first time that you guys met?
No. Dean and I met back about 81 maybe, and we've been friends for a number of years before we recorded that stuff. So, no, it wasn't the first time we met.
So how did you manage to finagle to get him into the studio?
Well, you know, when I first met Dean, he was living in Woodland Hills, California, which is where I live right now, with a group of guys who were also musicians, a group called Blue. We became friends. We were introduced by a mutual friend, and I would come around to the house, and, you know, we'd play guitar, and we'd sing songs, and, you know, sort of formed a friendship. I've always had recording equipment, from 4-track tape recorders in my house back in the old days when there were things like tape recorders. Then eventually built a studio, and Dean would come around, and we started recording together, and we haven't stopped. Here we are 30 years later still doing it.
There was a couple of gaps, actually. I went back to New York in 2001, and I didn't get back till about a couple of years ago. So there was gaps when we actually didn't work together at all, but we've always kind of bumped into each other from time to time, you know, so here we are again.
Well, let's take a listen to it right now. Badfinger, featuring both Dean Ford and Joe Tanzen. Can You Feel the Rain? Sympathy from Badfinger right here on the Time Machine. Joe Tanzen, beautiful song. How did that song about anyway?
I wrote it a few years before I joined that group. I wrote it in Chicago. It was inspired by my wife, Cindy, at the time. She was the inspiration behind that. I was going through a very emotional period. My brother had passed away. He had leukemia. You know, it was a song about comforting somebody when they, you know, when they were feeling down. And that you know, I started it and I didn't finish it until I came to California. I played it for Tommy Evans one day, and Tom really liked it, and he said, we ought to record that, and that's how it wound up on the Airwaves album. And at the time, the Eagles were really popular, and there was a song called One of These Nights. I'm sure you remember that song. That was the inspiration for the rhythm of the song. If you listen to One of These Nights and you listen to Sympathy, you'll sort of hear a correlation between the, you know, the drum track on both records.
Interesting. I never realized that before.
Yeah, it's sort of a pseudo-disco thing going on there. That record was the inspiration for the way we recorded Sympathy.
Well, if you just tuned in, our guests is Joe Tanzen and Dean Ford. They've got a brand new song called The Glasgow Road that we'll be playing in just a bit. Dean Ford, how did you get started musically? How old were you when music first grabbed your attention?
Probably about 13 or 14, actually, in Scotland, yeah. Just hearing Buddy Holly and people like that, Dion and the Belmonts and the stuff like that. You know, but mostly at that time, it was just the late artists, but as I got older, I started to be influenced by some of the black R&B artists, you know.
Now, were most of these records available fairly easy at the local music store, or was this all on the radio as a child?
Most of them were available, actually, as I got older and I joined the group that became a Marmalade. We used to get import records from one of the stores in Glasgow that brought all the you know, a lot of the early Chuck Berry stuff and the Flamingos and lots of different R&B artists. We get, you know, the line of people up there at the store trying to get the best ones first, because all the Scottish groups were kind of competing with one another to see which original songs they could play.
Was it busting your wallet back then to get an import record, or were they competitively priced?
No, they weren't forced, but no, I can't remember how much they cost, actually, but it didn't seem to matter to us. It was just a matter of getting there first and getting the good stuff, you know. Some of the obscure artists like Garnet Mims and people like that, you know.
What was the first song that you actually remember covering first? Which one do you remember taking a stab at?
I can't remember, honestly. When we first started out, we were doing a lot of Everly Brothers songs, you know. So basically, I would say before we started using some of the R&B stuff, it was mostly Everly Brothers and some Buddy Holly stuff, you know. And later on, it would be, you know, a little bit with Charles here and there, you know, Hit the Road Jack and all that kind of stuff. I can't remember what the first song was that we recorded of the import stuff, but I can't remember. It's too far off.
You came along as a vocalist and being an addition to the band. It went through many name changes. How did it eventually arrive at Marmalade? Whose idea was that?
Our manager's idea, actually. Before that, we were called Dean Ford and Gaylords, which is a strange name in today's climate, but that's what we were called. And the Gaylords were named after a Chicago gang, I believe. Anyway, we changed the name to Marmalade after our manager came up one day and said, "Man, I was sitting having my breakfast and I just got a name, the name for the band. How about Marmalade?" And we kind of laughed it off, but we kind of got used to it, and that's what happened. We just changed the name pretty automatically. The group were the same, but we just changed the name to the Marmalade, and it'd been good for us. We did pretty well with it.
And of course, how did it feel, you know, after being inspired by so many great records that you were learning as a young musician and then finally having that really big chart topper, I See the Rain? That just kind of came along. Did that really feel like a big sense of accomplishment for you as a writer?
I kind of remember how I felt about it at the time. It didn't really crack the charts at all, actually. That was one of those songs that was like a radio hit, you know, and it got kind of complimented by Jimi Hendrix at the time, and obviously that was more thrilling than anything that we could imagine. It never really took off as a single, but what's happened in recent years, it gets a lot of play on radio now. And it was also covered, actually, with Susanna Hoffs and Matthew Sweet on one of their duet albums, which was very nice, you know.
Yeah, in fact, that was one of our most played songs back in 2006. What was your take on that cover?
I really liked it. In fact, when anybody does one of your songs, it's quite thrilling, you know, to see what they do with it. You know, the fact that they liked it enough to record it is thrilling in itself. Yeah, I actually liked it. I liked what they did with it. And they played it on TV, one of the late night shows on TV as well, which I really enjoyed it. And went and saw them at the Bowery Ballroom in downtown New York. And that was the first song they started off with when they did the tour. Which was fantastic, and I was just enjoying the fact that they did it at all.
Yeah, it's great that they use it to kick off the show, because it also kicks off the album, so it's a great way. In fact, let's go ahead and take a listen to their version right now. From 2006 here on the Time Machine, here's Susanna Hoffs and Matthew Sweet covering Marmalade's I See the Rain. ...1967 here on the Time Machine. There you go, the original I See the Rain from Marmalade. Our guest, Dean Ford, along with Joe Tanzen. They've got a brand new song called The Glasgow Road, which we're going to be taking a listen to shortly. That song, I'm trying to remember, I'm going back, this might be detailed-itis, but isn't Graham Nash singing backups with you?
I think he did sing on some of the I See the Rain track, some of the backups in I See the Rain, and he was in the studio, he was kind of like not the full producer, but kind of an assistant producer, kind of helped out in that one, yeah, he did.
And what's the story behind Man in a Shop?
Junior Campbell wrote that one, the guitar player wrote that one. I don't know, it's just something to do with the mannequin thing, you know. It was like psychedelic times, I don't really know, I don't want to analyze it too much.
Well, let's take a listen to it right now. Man in the Shop, Marmalade, right here on the Time Machine. 1969, here on the Time Machine, Marmalade, Reflections of My Life. Our guest, Dean Ford from the band, along with Joe Tanzen, they've got a new single that we're going to be listening to next called The Glasgow Road. This song is literally, I don't know where it stands, but it is one of the most played records on the radio worldwide for years. That's got to make you feel good as a songwriter.
Yes, it does, actually. People ask me what it's all about. I can't really answer them because it was just, it's quite sad, actually. It's quite a sad song when you listen to the words. It's quite depressing in places. But I wasn't depressed when I wrote it. I was just sitting up in bed and put a lot of words together, and for somehow the order of the words just managed to work out with the melody that Junior had written. So, yeah, we're thrilled with it. It's been used quite a lot in movies and stuff like that, so it's a wonderful feeling.
Just about in here, just say, you know, some songs become the soundtrack to your generation, and that certainly is one of them.
And you never saw that coming, right? I mean, you're just sitting around putting this song together, and then you record it, and you know, you hope it does well, but I'm sure you just did not imagine that this song would have such a lasting impact for decades.
No, not at all. In fact, when Junior gave me the melody, he had a few words in there and a couple of words in the chorus, and I just took it home and filled it in, and the next day we recorded. It was the first song we recorded when we actually signed with Decca Records, the first one we ever did. And yet the guy at Decca Records, to the team, he thought that the solo was too long. He thought the song was too long because it was almost 4.5 minutes and wouldn't get played on the radio, so he wanted to take the solo out.
Well, it's a funny little story here, Michael. I'm going to kind of butt in for a second. This kind of shifting over to country music, and I don't know if any of your listeners are George Jones fans, but there's a song out there that's almost mandatory learning for any country singer, and it's probably one of the greatest country records ever recorded, called He Stopped Loving Her Today. And George didn't want to record that song. When he was first presented with the song, he said, "This is too damn sad. Nobody's ever going to buy this? And it turned out to be probably one of the most recognized country songs ever recorded.
I think probably the reason that Reflections became so big was because it came out at a time during the Vietnam War. We didn't know very much about the Vietnam War, so it wasn't really written for that reason. But it seems to have caught the imagination of the people that were actually fighting the war. I don't know if you see it on YouTube. There's a couple of Vietnam pages there, and the news Reflections on one of them. It's like almost got a million hits on that particular one. Yeah. But it was just written because I think deep down, probably I'm a real melancholy guy, you know.
Well, if you just tuned in to our melancholy guest, Dean Ford, along with Joe Tanzen, they've got a brand new record. It's called The Glasgow Road. Before we play this, I guess since I asked Dean, I should ask Joe as well. Joe, how did you get started? How old were you when music grabbed your attention?
Eight years old. I had my first band when I was 10.
Wow.
My dad was a big fan of, Dean and I were just having lunch and we were talking about Al Jolson, the jazz singer. And my dad was a big Al Jolson fan, and he used to do all the Al Jolson shtick. He would get down on one knee and with his hands and do Swami and all that kind of stuff.
All right.
And I grew up listening to those records and music. I loved Al Jolson, and I went from Al Jolson to Elvis Presley. I remember hearing, I think it was Jailhouse Rock, and that was it. I was hooked, and I convinced my dad to buy me a guitar, and my grandmother bought me an electric guitar, which was supposed to be for my eighth grade graduation. That was it. I was hooked, and then I started playing. Well, I went through my garage band period, and then I wound up playing all the blues clubs in Chicago, and I kind of played that out. Took Chicago as far as you could take it, and then I ventured out to Los Angeles to seek fame and fortune.
And the rest is history.
So they say.
Who came up with the germination, I guess, is the word, for making this record?
Dean came in the studio one day, and he had written this song, by the way, and he just played it to me. I was sitting on a futon that I had in my studio, and he played me this song on an acoustic guitar, and sometimes you hear stuff and you know it's special right from the get-go, and I immediately heard all these accordions and fiddles and, all these this type of instrumentation that I've been wanting to use in a record for a long, long time, and this was kind of a golden opportunity to use those type of instruments. So I remember saying, "Brad, together, and I'll call you when it's done." So I put the track together, and I called Dean up, and he came down and sang it, and that's how that happened.
Well, it's got a very traditional feel to it. It almost sounds like a song that's been around for generations. It has that kind of instant familiarity about it, a very comfortable song to listen to. What served as inspiration for it, Dean?
Actually, it was really good. My cousin Jim, actually, I'll try and make this short, actually, because what happened was when I was a kid, I was like two, and Jim was one. His father had just come out of the Second World War and died, and his mother moved from Glasgow area to Wales and remarried again. And what happened was she never told him about his family in Scotland. The only time he was growing up, it wasn't until he was in his 40s, and she was getting ill, and she was like not long for this world, that she actually told him that he had lots of relatives in Scotland. So he came over and visited me in LA, and he told me this all about this, but he was really angry about it at the time, because she never let on that he had relatives in Scotland. And he'd seen me on TV as the Marley, but he didn't know I was his cousin. And basically, when he went home, so I sat down and put this together and tried to make it. It's really about him and his wife, finally finding out who his relatives were. But I hope that helps.
Well, it's quite an emotional record to listen to. So it's available, actually, online. You can go to iTunes as well as Amazon, so you got both of your digital music choices. Is it available elsewhere in the digital world as well?
Yes, Michael. I think it's probably, it'll pop up on most of the internet stores, like Rhapsody, and there's hundreds of them. You should be able to find this just about any place. Any major download store will be carrying it, and of course the two majors, iTunes and Amazon.
My own personal exposure to it originally was you guys had it up as a video on YouTube.
Yeah, and that's gotten a lot of attention. I think, so far it's been up for about a month now. We're up to about 30,000 views, which is pretty good for an independent release that's had absolutely no push. It was just all word of mouth, and, people are responding really favorably to it. There's been a lot of beautiful comments, and only one idiot hit the dislike button, and I found out later on it was a friend of mine who actually did it by mistake. So we got 70.
It's always your friends, right? It's always a friend.
Yeah, I didn't even know that until he called me last night. I just said, he was talking about it, and he said, "Oh, by the way, I hit the dislike button accidentally." And I said, "That was you?" There were a bunch of people that went on the attack. They said, "How can you dislike this?" And
it was the idiot.
It turns out to be a friend of mine was the idiot.
Without further ado, let's take a listen to it right now. Our guests, Joe Tanzen and Dean Ford, The Glasgow Road. Uh, So nice. The Glasgow Road. Brand new music from Dean Ford and Joe Tanzen. Excellent job, guys. Excellent.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, thank you, Michael.
We're in our final moments with our guests. Is there anything that you'd like to share with our audience before we let you go?
Well, I think my mom's in Chicago, but you never know. Maybe she's in Hawaii, and if she happens to be in Hawaii, I'm just going to wish her the best.
And you, Dean?
I don't know anybody in Hawaii, but I'd say aloha to everybody in Hawaii.
Yeah, ditto. Aloha to everybody in Hawaii, and
maybe we'll get there one day.
Yeah, it'd be really wonderful to come over there and play.
Oh, that'd be so cool. Well, mahalo nui loa to both of you. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk story with us on the broadcast. Appreciate it big time.
We appreciate being here, Michael, and thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Michael.
All righty, much aloha to you.
Once again, thanks a million.
I appreciate it, and thank you for the music all these years.
All right, Mike.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Aloha.
Aloha. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.